Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome aboard, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Last day of 2025, and we're glad you decided to spend an hour with us. Bob, Kelly, and Dima. We're both, all three, rather, in the Southern Bancorp studio. And Dima, you know, 2025 brought a lot of surprises, a lot of happy moments. But nothing more surprising than the way that the year ended today. We all were here earlier this morning doing some work, and the guys decided we would go grab some lunch before the show, and we went across the street over here to the Movie Star restaurant. Now, Dima, tell me if my eyes deceived me, but Kelly Santer, as much as we harass him, pulled out his wallet and paid for everyone's lunch.
Well, first off, it's good to be back. I haven't been back on the, been out of the town for the show for a while. But, yeah, I personally didn't even realize Kelly had a wallet. Right. I have the photo, and I believe we're going to be posting this to Facebook later, of him holding his wallet. I don't think his name was on the card.
Well, the guy that left his card on the table next door to us, he'll be upset when it was over. But we got a free lunch, Kelly. We want to thank you for that.
Yeah, we want to, and I want to thank Martin R. Reynolds, wherever he may live or wherever he is, because surely you guys knew better than I was. I was not going to pay for lunch. But you know what, Mr. Reynolds? It sucks to be you.
Well, thank you, Kelly, and Mr. Reynolds.
Yes, of course.
By way of Mr. Reynolds. And it was good, as always. All right, well, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about some upcoming baseball activities away from the diamond later in the show. But we got a lot to discuss here on the New Year's Eve edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And while I was gone, in fact, when Dima and I saw each other this morning, Kelly, we had to reintroduce ourselves. I've been gone. Dima's been gone. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of weeks. But we're all back together here on New Year's Eve. And since I was gone, of course, they played the bowl game, and a lot of things have happened. And Dima, you hit me right out of the gate this morning with a stat that really spun my head around. I'm going to let you remind our listening audience how many returning players from the bowl game last week will be on the Southern Miss roster in the new year.
Yeah, so, well, I want to start with the depth chart because I did this morning. Kelly's looking at my computer screen because there's a lot of red on it. All right, so there's 22 starters on a football team, correct? Everybody knows that. Kelly, let's just do some guesses, and then I'll go through the names. Would you like to guess? There's 22 of the starters for Southern Miss. How many players right now, because it could change, we still have a couple days before the portal opens and then things like that. As of now, how many players on the current roster are still here?
Of the 22 that started starters in the bowl game, let's go with 11.
Eight.
It's two. Two players.
So 20 out of 22 guys are gone.
Yes, and those two players are Caden Morris and Amir Foster, the two players who have not yet announced their decision. Some of these are seniors, but let me read you through the names that have either entered the portal or seniors. Braylon Braxton, Jeffrey Pittman, Micah Davis, Carl Chester, Elijah Metcalf, Greg Nunnery, Alawi Maui, Broderick Roman, Blake Bustard, Hayes Creel, Josh Moten, Ian Foster, Gibson, Tapp, Montgomery, Corey Myrick, Anthony Richard, Garrick Ponder, Chris Jones, and Broderius Lewis. 20 of the 22 starters.
All gone.
All gone. Now, that's just the starters. Now let me run through the depth chart. These players are also all gone. Braylon Brown, Cooper Frazier, Carlos Sladen.
You have to read through your own Chun, red.
I know, I can't read from the red. Doc Chapman, Matt Jones, J.J. Hawkins, Garrick Ponder, as we said. I'm just running through. Brendan Toles, Ishmael, Dylan King, and Josh Battle. So, in a traditional two deep, you have about 44 players, right? In a traditional two deep. Let me count them here while y'all talk about that for a second.
Kelly, this is just today's college football world, and your alma mater probably is the shining example right now of the disease that's affecting this sport.
Well, Iowa State was one of 10, I believe, Division I schools that opted out of their bowl game, didn't even play the bowl game because they knew they weren't going to have enough players. But nobody knew it was going to be this bad. Right now, at Iowa State University, in the Big 12 Conference, they have a total of 12 players on the football team. That's not enough to field for the baseball team.
No.
Let alone a football. 12 guys.
Barely enough for a basketball team.
Barely, indeed. So this is what's happening. So when you look at the situation that Blake Anderson is faced with, it's not going to be a situation that other coaches aren't also
right.
facing. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't need to be this way. No, I do know that that when it comes to the revenue sharing and NIL deals and things like that, there are schools now that are waking up a little bit, knowing that the NCAA isn't going to do anything, and they're saying to different athletes, if you are going to get any money from us, I'm talking football now, and the school is invited to a bowl game, you will play in the bowl game or you will forfeit all monies that are due to you. Schools are going to have to start doing this if the NCAA isn't going to do it themselves.
34 out of 44 players
gone.
On the two deep. Gone.
Gone.
34.
Well, guys, I'm going to say this. This may not be real popular. I don't really think a great debt of gratitude is owed to Charles Huff. I think Charles Huff came in here one and done and left this program as bare. You know, they used to accuse I'm sorry, the coach, obviously, that's on our show many times, Larry Fedora. They accused Coach Fedora of leaving the cupboard bare. He left an all-pro team compared to what Charles Huff has left this university. Is that unfair to say?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not. But again, unfortunately, it's not. This is not a rarity now.
Well, no, but that doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. That's for sure. It doesn't.
So what do you do, guys? What does Blake Anderson do?
The only thing he can do is when that transfer portal, he needs to be on that phone first thing, you know, when the portal opens up on Friday, right? Up on Friday the 2nd.
Well, I think they're going to have to sign some players too. I don't think they can go and get a whole new team in the portal. They only had 9 guys in the in their recruiting class, right? I think you're going to see before National Signing Day, of course, that's early National Signing Day in December. National Signing Day is in the middle of February. I think they're going to start offering a lot more high school guys than were originally in that class as well to try to get some depth, because you can't just go on the portal, because now that there's only one portal window, when you get to spring practice, normally you'd have another week or two to fix kind of your issues that you needed. They got a lot of players in the spring portal last season.
Yeah.
They don't have that this year. So they're going to have to hit on every single player, including a starting quarterback.
So let me ask you this, Stephen. Kelly may have the answer to this as well. What is the wink-wink rule involving the transfer portal? In other words, if there are players, and I'm just using Southern Miss as an example, that's the focus of this show. If the players who have entered the portal for Southern Miss intend to follow Coach
Huff
to Memphis, can he legally have discussions with them about that right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Those discussions would have been had long before now.
Well, when Blake Anderson came on the show a couple weeks ago, he said he's already had discussions with players about whether or not they're leaving or not. And he told us after the bowl game in that press conference, he said there's going to be players that leave who shouldn't leave, and there's going to be players that stay that might otherwise wouldn't have stayed, which I think was a weird way of wording it. But as of now, there's nobody, at least in my mind, there was 5 main bubble players that I thought that Southern Miss needed to really go hard at keeping. Number one was Chris Jones. Number two was Michael Montgomery. Number three was that freshman running back, Jalen Carter, who showed some things as well. And then Hayes Creel on the offensive line. He was one of the only offensive lineman players who could come back and maybe be one of the leader in that offensive line room. All 4 of them in the portal. The other guy was Corey Myrick, who, you know, I thought would more than likely go with Huff. But, man, if they could keep him, he was great. He didn't start in every game, but he showed some flashes, and he would be a really veteran in that secondary. He's also in the portal.
So there's nothing illegal with me saying, Kelly, enter the portal, and when portal day comes, I'm going to pick you up. You can come up here with me. There's nothing illegal about that?
No, because that's why you see when a coach leaves, maybe, and it didn't happen at Southern Miss, to the players' credit, they did play in that bowl game. But you'll normally see when a coach leaves, all the players into the portal the next day, and then when the portal actually opened, you see transferring to wherever that coach went.
But here's the thing, too. All right, you talked about depth and that they're going to have to sign players just for depth. But the problem with – one of the problems with that is you don't want to just sign people just to have bodies. You want capable players.
Right.
Not, again, not just to fill out a jersey. But then the other thing you have to think about, and we can discuss it in the next segment, is if these guys that are in the transfer portal don't land on their feet somewhere and then come crawling back to Southern Miss saying, can I come back, what do you do with those guys? Do you take them with open arms, or you say, no, you made your bed, sleep in it?
All right, minutes after we went off the air, literally minutes yesterday, a bunch of new coaches were announced. We'll go down that list. Theme is up to date on that as well, and we'll tell you who the new coaches are. Southern Miss football when we come back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. We sure hope that you and your family have a wonderful New Year's weekend. We'll be celebrating along with you. Just ask everybody to be safe and enjoy yourself and return home safely and get ready for an exciting New Year. We're excited about the Super Talk Eagle Hour in 2026, a recommitment from the ownership. Some changes in store, some expansions, and we're really excited about bringing those to you as the new year progresses.
Unfortunately, Bob, one of those changes does not include me leaving.
No, Kelly re-signed. Kelly got a new contract.
So, I'm still going to be here.
Hey, Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the show. We're happy to have them going into the new year. They're next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 85. They sell premium Goodyear products, other tire service products as well, and do full service auto and truck service. And they're big Southern Miss guys at Eagle Tire West.
No show tomorrow, correct, Bob? New Year's Day?
No, we will have a repeated show. We're going to run the show when we introduce our audience to the new football coach.
Perfect.
And he'll be on, and then we're going to have a year-end wrap-up show Friday and brought our friend over from Channel 7.
Scott will be here.
Scott, and we're going to have a good time with that, so we're looking forward to that. All right, Dima, not only are we going to see a lot of new football players, we're going to see a lot of new football coaches. Let's run down where we are as today.
Yeah, it was very quiet in the days following the bowl game, and I know that I said that you're probably going to hear a lot of names start to be announced directly after the bowl game. That ended up not happening. They kind of did this whole release where they kind of just announced everybody at once. And that, of course, came out yesterday. I knew all of these except for one, which was the defensive coordinator, because there were still some questions. But Kyle Cefalo is going to be the new offensive coordinator. Of course, he coached with Blake Anderson out there at Utah State, so that was kind of no surprise. Blake Anderson hinted at that during that introductory press conference. Now, this is a surprise, and something that I think is worth, you might point to as being like, ooh, I don't know. You know, Joe Bolden going to be the new defensive coordinator. He was promoted. He was the special teams coordinator this season, so he was promoted from special teams coordinator to the defensive coordinator. So that is an interesting hire there. Tavez Calhoun will still be coaching the cornerbacks. Sean Coughlin will still be coaching the offensive line. And they hired Jerome Steckel from South Alabama to coach the defensive line. And then Michael Gibbs will be coaching the tight ends. And some of the support staff was also named yesterday. Reed Stringer, as we've already mentioned on the show, will be back as the general manager. He was the interim head coach after Will Hall was fired. And it's good to have him back. Obviously, I have a good relationship with him. And he let me know about a couple weeks ago that he was coming back. And, you know, his son plays at PCS, really good quarterback over there, Smith Stringer, who won the Pinedale News Player of the Year. But anyways, good to see him back. Gary Camp, also back on the staff. He was the chief of staff in 2009 to 11 with Larry Fedora, and he's going to serve the same role. He's back here as the chief of staff, Gary Camp. And then they retained Barney Ferrer as the director of Mississippi recruitment, and he was here with Huff, and he's also staying with Blake Anderson. So a lot of moves, and they kind of just announced everything at once. Still looking for some clarity on wide receivers coach, running backs coach, all those things that will probably be announced within the coming weeks.
Kelly, there's a little bit of the Larry Fedora tree here.
And Barney Ferrar, I want to talk about Barney Ferrar for just a second. You're right, Bob, but Barney Ferrar is one of those guys. He's been around Mississippi for a long time, involved in the junior college ranks at Jones. He was instrumental in putting together some of those Jones teams that Steve Buckley had that were so good. Has Big 12 experience when it was the Big 8 back when was at Nebraska for a long time. So Barney Ferrar is an old, steady hand, and I mean old with the greatest amount of respect. Mm-hmm. A guy that is a proven winner, steady hand, knows what he's doing. So that doesn't surprise me that you'd go out and get somebody like that when they become available. And it shouldn't really surprise anybody that a lot of these other coaches are friends of Blake Anderson and have been around. Because that the coaching fraternity, man,
is small.
It's small and it's so tight. Yeah. I mean, you see, like in these NFL teams, the guy that was a head coach at player or at Team A, the next year he's the defensive coordinator at Team B. Mm-hmm. But they all just mm-hmm. seem to go from school to school or team to team.
Now, how many coaches stayed from Huff's team here? Three?
So far, four.
Four.
So. That's interesting. And then, of course, we are hearing reports, and this is off the Blake Anderson thing, but we are hearing reports that Todd Monken is in line to be the next offensive coordinator at Clemson.
Right, Todd Monken, who's and you'd wonder, you know, why would he leave the Baltimore Ravens? And again, these are just some words that we've been hearing that were told.
Why would he?
I don't know. I mean, but he's never dodged a question. Maybe we can get him on the show if that winds up being the case. Hmm. But we were told by some of our sources within the coaching ranks that look for Clemson to make a move on their offensive coordinator. They did. Dabo Swinney fired his offensive coordinator. We were told that was probably going to happen. We were told about 2 weeks ago that it was going to happen. Just happened a couple of days ago. And then that source also told us, look for Todd Monken's name to emerge as one of the top contenders at Clemson. So maybe he just wants to get back into the college game.
Mm-hmm.
Be a head coach at college again.
We should reach out to him. He's never turned us down. He's been on the show several. You got to get ready. You got to press your mute buttons.
Yeah.
You got to stay on top of him. But he's always a great interview.
Yeah, he knows nothing but the truth, and he's got one of those unfiltered mouths. You know exactly where he stands.
He's a great coach.
Yeah.
Man, there's no question about it. So any surprises there, Dima? You follow this closer than we do. I mean, are you surprised by anything?
I would say Joe Bolden being the defensive coordinator is a pretty big surprise. I don't know specifically if he has any experience being a defensive coordinator. I'll have to go back and look at his bio. But that's a pretty significant surprise. I would have expected Anderson to go out and get somebody who is currently a defensive coordinator, something like that. But that has to be something to do with player retention, you know, because he did coach and help with the linebackers while he was the special teams coordinator. But, I mean, I don't know. You just lost all your linebackers to the transfer portal, so I don't really know if it was for player retention.
Dima, I wanted to ask you about Chris Jones, because I was talking to Marshant Kenny last week on this show when you guys were out. And, you know, I read Chris Jones' social media post as indeed a farewell to Southern Miss fans and that he was going to go into the transfer portal. It would seem to me that Chris Jones is going to be one of the most highly sought after players, not just in the South, but in the country. Am I overselling him? And if so, do you have any idea where he might wind up.
No, I think you're right. Obviously, he turned down a lot of money last season to stay here and play for Southern Miss. When he talked to us after the New Orleans Bowl, so he was asked by a reporter saying, "Do you know what your plans are?" And he said, "I got to make a business decision." So that sounded like he already knew knew what he was going to do. And obviously, that meant entering the portal. I think he's going to be really sought after. I think, you know, from what I heard some things of what he was offered last season at some big name schools, and I would expect some of those big name schools to come after him again. I would think an Auburn's in play. I would think a Mississippi State's in play. I would think that a Florida is in play as well. So I think I could see a lower tier SEC school really going after a guy like that. And also a guy like Michael Montgomery. I mean, he was also a 100-plus linebacker tackler, a little bit not as big as far as physically as Chris Jones, but just as equal, if not even better, mentally and knowing the game of football. You know, his football knowledge, Michael Montgomery's football knowledge, is unbelievable. And, of course, he just entered the portal this morning. And so I would expect him to also be sought after as well. But you also have to watch out for what Huff and Seymour are going to bring to Memphis. And I think that's going to be your Corey Myricks, your Ian Fosters, players that enter the portal who followed Huff from Marshall.
What are the chances that Chris Jones goes to Memphis?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I would be pretty surprised if he goes to Memphis, and this is the reason. I think it really hurt Chris Jones the way Charles Huff left here, because he believed in him, and I don't know if he follows him. And I could be wrong. I could have a read on that the whole way, but from what I was hearing is Chris Jones was really upset by how all that went down, but he's going to enter the transfer portal, and I would expect that would be somewhere else.
Here's a brutal question. You give me a straight answer. That kid that you're talking about, he confessed his love for this university, and he came here and represented himself very well, and I wish him nothing but the best. But it's all about money, isn't it? They enter the portal because they see a big payday. Am I missing anything, or is it just about money?
Well, you know how I stand. It's always about money. Everything is.
I mean, it's definitely part of it. It's definitely part of it. I think there's also you see more transfers out when there's questions as well. There's a lot of questions for the Southern Miss football team next season. So I think that if you're thinking of, I'm going to make more money and I'm also like going into maybe a better situation, that's where you see the most transfers. And also right now, currently, it's December 31st, 3,394 players in the portal. It's not even open
yet. And here's my question to you guys. All right, and again, not everybody that's in the portal
gets
not
picked
even,
up.
Not even close.
No.
Are players
the majority don't.
Correct. So let's say you're one of those Southern Miss guys and you don't land on your feet somewhere else, and you are Blake Anderson. Do you welcome those guys back with open arms, or you say,
I think with the situation he's faced with.
I think with the roster turnover, he's like, come on back.
Yeah, he doesn't really have much choice.
Yeah. In any other situation, probably not, though.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, we're going to take a little lighter note when we come back. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, D-Bath sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we're grateful for all they do. Luke Reynolds manages that place, and man, it's state of the art right there on Hardy Street. Great place to take kids for baseball and softball training. Great place for adults to go for any type of athletic training. Also, our good friends at Forest Health remind you, New Year's right around the corner. And it is time for you to take good care of yourself. Make sure you get an annual physical to kick off the new year. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care, and it's close to home right here. We're very, very fortunate to have them. ForestHealth.org, state-of-the-art medical care right here in the Pine Belt. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is available anytime you like. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. or you can or YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, let's switch gears a little bit from football. I think we have Carly Makavica on the phone. We've got a lot of phone interference. Hopefully that'll clear up here in a second. Carly, what? Tell me again what your title is, because we identified you the other day as the person that pretty much runs things at Pete Taylor Park.
So my title is the Director of Baseball Operations.
But you really do run things, right?
It takes a team, but it's a fun job. It does entail a lot, and I joke around and say I feel like I do everything except actually get out there and coach. So
right, or play. I've never seen your – have you got a good fastball, Carly?
That's a secret. Secret weapon.
Okay. Man, with that answer, she ought to run for Senate.
I'm telling you. Yeah. She fit right in. All right, let's start with – I know what's a big, big fundraiser for the baseball program, and that's the kickoff banquet. Give us some details on that, please, ma'am.
Yeah, so our first pitch banquet is January 31st. It really is just a fun night to get together and really kick off our season. So – that night, we usually welcome about 700 guests, and it's a great way to get to meet and greet with the players, and then there's food served. We've got silent auction. We've got our dugout club, so if you're a dugout club member, it's a great place or great chance to pick up your membership gear. Mm-hmm. And it's really awesome because you get to hear from the players and you get to hear from Coach Oz himself.
Carly, why is the dugout club so important?
What is it, what?
Why is the dugout club so important?
Yeah, the dugout club really is so vital for our program. We use it, like, for example, all the operation stuff that I do. So any meals or if we're needing any extra, like, supplements, snacks, anything like that, that's what I go to help provide for the players. So every donation is given right back to our players, whether it's food, hotels, whatever it may be, we're able to pull from that. So every donation really does matter.
So you don't have to eat Crustables, the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, those things are good, though.
You know,
the honey ones
the team love those. So anytime we pull out the Uncrustables, they're excited.
Those things are unbelievably good. What's your favorite flavor? Is it grape? Or
I'm a strawberry.
Yeah, I think the honey is like the best. Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that one.
Now, that the first pitch bank we talked about, but there's also a drawdown going on, right? Tell us about
our
that.
Our drawdown actually ended today.
Okay.
Ticket sales end at 3 p.m., I believe. So if you haven't purchased one, go online and get that done before 3. But this is something new that we've done. Our drawdown raffle, we were just trying to think of ways to fundraise, and this is something that's exciting because it is involvement from those that have purchased the ticket. So the eliminations will start on January 5th, and you hope you don't see your number until the very end. So it's pretty exciting.
So they go online and purchase that. Is there a limit of the number of tickets you're going to sell, and what's the grand prize? And kind of fill in some of those blanks, Carly.
Yeah, so there's no limit, but... you can go online. If you go to our athletics page, there's a tab at the top right that says Drawdown Raffle. So you can go and purchase your tickets there. Your chance to win $10,000. So it's $100 per ticket with the chance to win $10,000.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And you hope, and look, I'm going to say this, even though she would be decent and not say it. What you're hoping is that if you're Southern Miss Baseball, you're hoping that whoever wins that drawdown would maybe keep 1,000 or two and say, look, baseball team, you can have the other 8.
I mean, that would be very generous.
Yeah. And that's just because it's a fundraiser. You don't ever expect truly to win. Mm-hmm.
So, are you implying you would do that?
Yes, which tells you what my odds would be of winning.
Yes. I mean, boy, he got all carried away. He bought lunch.
That's right.
He bought lunch for us today, Carly. He's all carried away. Now he's talking about giving $8,000 to the baseball team.
No, actually, I'm going to get online today, and courtesy of Martin J. Reynolds.
That's the man's credit card that he found at lunch, Carly, and then he bought everybody's lunch with that poor man's credit card.
If you want to send $8,000 my way, that would be nice too.
He hadn't figured it out yet.
Now, Carly, did I read too, you guys are getting ready to do something for ladies that want to learn a little more about Southern Miss baseball?
Yeah, so we've partnered with Forest Health, the Spirit of Women, Batter Up, Baseball Talk for Besties. This is something we've done for a couple of years, and it really is just a fun night for the ladies to come out. Once again, they have the chance to meet the players, meet the coaching staff. Forest Health always has some speakers to come out and just talk about things from their side. But once you get through that, there's stations set up on the field, which to me is the fun part. We split everyone into groups, and, you know, you'll go through on the field. There's either you get to throw on the radar gun, see how hard you throw, or you get to take BP, you get to take some ground balls. Just we put you through the different stations to see your skills that night. So it's really a fun night for everybody out there.
Now, when is that, and how can ladies get signed up for that?
So Batter Up Baseball Talk for Besties is February 5th. They need to go online. Forest Health is handling all the registration. So if they go online at Forest Health, they will be able to find that registration link and go through them.
All right. Now, Carly, this is just between me and you. No one will ever hear the answer to this.
Sure.
Throughout my career, I always found that ladies were the most organized, efficient, dependable employees that I ever had. And I say that sincerely. I never could put my finger on what it was. I think I know, but clearly they were. So when you come in the position you're in, you're the only lady down there. How much time have you had to spend getting these guys organized, motivated, all the talents that you as a lady brought to the program? In a building full of men, it must have been pretty challenging.
You know, some days I felt it was like herding cats. But no, it's a good group. Everyone takes care of themselves. We all have the same end goal, and we're all working towards that end goal. So there's not much motivation needed from me to them. They all take care of themselves, and we're all on the same page now. I make sure that they are reminded where they need to be, what they need to be doing, but they do a pretty good job of taking care of themselves.
Now answer this, and then I'll let the guys back in. Who do you have to remind more, Travis or Coach Oz?
Well, you're getting her in trouble, Bob.
Coach Oz has a lot on his plate.
Uh-huh.
And so I make sure to follow up with him quite often.
Okay. What are you saying about Travis, Carly?
He can take care of himself.
Boy, look, there's a little edge in her voice there, you know?
He can I just have to tell him once or twice, and he's there. He's got it.
Well, you keep him in line, though, okay?
But actually, I'm sure, Carly, one of the things that has helped you in your job and one of the reasons that you got the job is you're no stranger to sports programs. I mean, you've been around sports your whole life, including being an athlete at Southern Miss, so you kind of know what's expected.
Yeah, I actually wasn't an athlete at Southern Miss.
Mississippi State.
I did start out my coaching career at Southern Miss.
Okay.
And that's been an awesome experience. I made connections that led me here today, and Southern Miss has blessed me in so many ways, so I'm very grateful.
Here's something she's not going to tell you. This is a fact. You correct me if I'm wrong now. She was one of the great all-time SEC soccer players. I mean, right there at the very top of the list of any young lady that ever played soccer in the SEC. That's a fact, Carly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That was a fun time in my life.
No question. Well, she deserves it because she was everything that. All right, well, dear, thank you so much. We really appreciate you getting us up to date on everything. If I told you that the three guys sitting in this studio are looking forward to baseball season, it would be probably the biggest understatement that I have made in 2025. Well, we're really waiting for every day to pass. So
we've been hearing about it since last year from Bob.
Yes, I don't really.
The day after the game,
I don't much quit talking.
So in the women's baseball class, they're going to get to take some BP, and one of the things they're going to do is show these women when their husbands were out doing things they shouldn't be doing. I got a feeling those women will be pretty good with a bat in their hand.
How to swing a bat.
we had some experts out there last year.
Hey, Carly.
We're getting bombed.
Thank you very much, dear, and happy new year to you and your family.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Carly Makavica, everybody. I don't know if she'll ever come back after that, but we appreciate her being on that episode.
This segment of the program brought to you by Martin J. Reynolds.
Oh, goodness.
Beaubé Beignet Company, grab some hot beignets while you're out this weekend, 2902 Hardy Street. Check them out on their Facebook page. And don't forget about our Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the last segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. They've been with us a long time, and we're really grateful to Slade and all the guys at the 4th Street Bar and Grill. MCS Home Center, great for a home improvement, home remodeling. We appreciate them as we do all of our sponsors. And take just a moment before we go to news and notes, and a sincere thank you to everybody that listened to the show throughout the year. It's what makes the show successful. We look forward to a great 2026. We've got some new plans in store, recommitted support from the ownership of Super Talk Mississippi. We're very grateful to that. Great to have Dima back with us, Kelly, in 2025, and keep him in 2026. And it's just going to be another fun year. This will be year 11 as we start the new calendar.
Well, I got outvoted on Dima, but you know, it's still a free
country. I didn't have a vote, so who was the other guy?
It's still a free country, I guess, and I lost that one.
I would have voted for you because we definitely need you on the show.
My clothes and all that kind of stuff.
I told Bob that, you know, a couple of months ago. He said, you know, Kelly's thinking about maybe, you know, retiring and going to spend time with family. And I said that would be a significant loss.
He actually said that. He said that. I wasn't going to ever tell you that.
Survey says,
No, I was never going to tell you that, but he did say that to me.
Well, then I changed my vote on Dima.
Yeah, it's too late, Kelly. Even though it's you put it in writing when it happened, I'm sorry. But
it was an NDA.
But he won anyway, by the slimmest of margins, and he's in. No, we're glad to have him, obviously.
Indeed we are.
All right, let's go. News and notes, Dima.
Yeah, so first off, a correction. I said 20 of the 22 starters in the New Orleans Bowl. I was missing Caden Morris because I have this huge thing and I can't read half my own handwriting. 21 of the 22 starters.
Better news. Yeah.
So who's the one guy we have left?
Who's the one fool?
And let's get him on the show. Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, let's put him on the show permanently.
Before he leaves.
Yeah.
It's Amir Foster, who's Ian Foster's brother. Who's Ian Foster, of course, announced this morning, so I wouldn't be holding my breath.
Well, no, he's got to follow his brother.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, Amir, for the record, we've always liked you better than your brother anyway.
Correct. We never did really like your brother much anyway. So this could be a clean sweep if this young man leaves.
Could be a clean sweep, which would just be incredible. I can't remember. There's been a lot of transfers in the past few years. I don't remember a clean sweep. No. Do you remember a clean sweep?
No.
All 22 starters?
And honestly, you guys, and there might be listeners going, what are y'all laughing about? This is terrible. Of course it's terrible. But if you don't laugh about it.
Yeah, then you get sad.
It's just ridiculous.
And it's not just Southern Miss.
No.
It's just across the country.
But
it's
again, I can't remember ever seeing a clean sweep.
No, that's
all 22 starters is crazy.
That's hard. But I'm just grateful that those kids went and played in the bowl game. Because a lot of schools, you couldn't even get kids committed that long. Kudos to these young men.
Sure. But we lost the bowl game.
Well, we did, but at least they did go play.
Yeah, but one thing, if you won the bowl game and say, hey, I was on a bowl-winning team. Don't you want me on yours? Anyway.
I will say the weird thing about that bowl game, totally off topic, and I don't know if y'all covered this while I was out. Did y'all notice that the last part of that game when Western Kentucky started hitting some haymakers and stuff, the whole secondary came out of the game? Really? Like Ian Foster, Josh Moden, they all just were standing on the side. It was just weird. Anyways.
Just letting some more players get some bowl experience.
I couldn't get past the horrible play-by-play announcer, but that's a subject for another game.
Southern Miss men's basketball back in action. Southern Miss tomorrow on New Year's Day at ULM in a game that should be a really fun one. Two middle-of-the-road Sun Belt teams. I mean, ULM's not very good. I think they're 3-11, but it should be hopefully Southern Miss could get that one on the road. And then Saturday, they go on the road to play Louisiana again, who, of course, they played a couple weeks ago where that coach got thrown out of the game. It was a really physical game. So,
and I'm not sure, you know, the schedule makers look at the Sun Belt. What are you doing? So we're already finished with Louisiana, and we're not even like 2 weeks into the regular season?
They have no concept of rivalry.
Apparently not.
The women play tomorrow as well, tomorrow night, New Year's Day night, against Arkansas State. And that should be a really good game. Arkansas State 11-3 to play in the 9-4 Southern Miss Lady Eagles. That'll be a good game to test to see really where the Southern Miss team is as far as competing against the top level of the league. And then on Saturday, they welcome Troy to Red Green Coliseum. And Troy is also at the top. They're 10-2. So two pretty good women's teams coming in to Red Green.
They're both home games.
Both home games. So that would be a great test to see where this team is as far as on the top level of the Sun Belt versus the last two conference games they played, kind of lower-end teams in South Alabama. Mm-hmm. And
kind of odd playing on New Year's Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is this not four games in a row that they've played at home?
Yes. They played Thursday, Saturday at home, and then got the Christmas break.
So they haven't hit the road yet. I mean,
they got road games coming up.
Yeah, that makes the difference when it comes to seeding. You got to be able to be able to win at home, which everybody should. But then if you can steal two or three on the road, that's where you move up in seeding.
I will say if you don't catch the men next Saturday on the 10th against UL Monroe, you will not see them again until the 31st of January, almost 3 weeks, because they have four straight road games.
God, the league scheduling is just on the way. Gentlemen, let me just say it's such a pleasure working with you this year, and I look forward to another great year with you two guys.
Likewise, Bob, even though I know you working with me is part of your prison work release program there.
Yes, but I only have 90 more days.
I know.
If it means free lunch on Kelly, I'm in.
Yeah. Let's make sure that today sets a trend. Once a month,
once
Kelly,
a month.
Kelly takes us out to lunch.
I steal a credit card and we go to lunch.
And away we go.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have a happy and very safe New Year's weekend, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top. To the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.